By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon. Till my honey, I'll croon loves to honeymoon. Keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love dreams and with Connellan soon.
Your Connellingus soon?
Connellingus. Oh,
by the light of the silvery moon, Connellingus soon. As soon as I get over the fear of eating pussy.
I never heard this.
It's from like 19.
So we don't get canceled. Just play like a healthy portion. Like just like 30 seconds.
All right.
Oh my.
I've never heard this song either. That's it. I want a spoon.
Yeah, she's talking about. Like,
she's trying to fuck. Yeah. She's fucking.
By the light of the
moon.
That
chick takes dicks.
It's a song from like 1953.
You know what? There's a lot of chicks that take dicks. That's why
it's
we're
Doris
all here.
Doris Day too.
Doris Day.
Oh, she could have took it.
I mean, look at that. She's so happy.
In a pantsuit?
Yep.
Oh, she knows I love traps.
She's Doris, so
Doris, Doris Day could get it.
She's like really happy. She's like mama's little helper happy.
She's like, and I helped. What's up, podcast listeners? I'm Sprout.
I am Jeremy.
We have a TJ with us.
Better known as Wang Wang.
Wang Wang.
Wang Wang.
Two Wangs.
Okay. Well, far out, man.
And I'll fuck up Barry Allen.
Okay.
That's debatable.
But he did.
Nah, but we're talking about Speed Force and you.
Okay.
Oh,
someone didn't silence their phone.
Somebody didn't.
Somebody's rude.
Let me check my phone.
Let me just silence my phone real quick.
Hello. Yep, my phone's on silent. Now.
Now. Newsflash.
This fat fuck won't leave me alone.
We're finally prepared. Yo, actually, we're not prepared. Like,
that's
we don't
debatable.
Have. Do you have news for us?
Fuck no.
Do you have anything for us?
Yes.
The fuck we hired you for?
Yes, I do.
But not news?
News? It was in the news.
What was it?
Oh, you mean that mall shooting that always happens?
No. Argentina won the World Cup.
Oh yeah.
That's I'm true. Not happy with it.
Why?
Because the favorite didn't win. It's not my favorite, but usually the favorite wins. And Argentina was the underdog, so I'll give it to them. They're like the Vikings. No, I love underdog stories, so I give it to Argentina. But it's not who I expected to win. Honestly, I either wanted Australia to win because they were the underdog until they got to like the quarter semifinals or some shit like that.
How do you think Argentina felt? They didn't expect to win either.
Because they never expect to win. Just like America.
But we got far.
We did get far. Also, that the coach that got his, that was our first round win, was his first win ever as a World Cup coach. It was his first time doing it, but still. Mwah. We never really win in the World Cup. So that's history. Oh, let's talk about the Vikings 2 weeks ago. That historical comeback.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
I was going to do it again.
Okay. Dude, it was close.
I can't
this last
about
game.
That shit.
This last game was pretty fucking close, too.
The, Giants game?
61,
Giants game? That shit was ridiculous.
61-yard
field goal. That shit was bonkers. No one kicks that far. This nigga was like, believe in my friends. I watch anime. Kick.
Yeah.
There's no way. I kick a measly 30 yards. That motherfucker, there's no way anybody's kicked longer than 50 yards in the history of the NFL until...
No, Gary Anderson was 55 yards.
Okay, but 60?
It was 5 yards away, but still.
Yeah.
But still, But still, like, even
that man juiced the game before. It was like, put all the steroids in this leg.
That was really good. Yep. Yep. So I think we clinched the division at least.
Oh, for sure. We clinched the division and the playoff berth.
Yeah.
And it was before the Vikings game. Or, I'm sorry, the Giants game. It was when we beat the Colts.
I'm still never going to bet on them.
Nope.
Nah, fuck that, man. No, anytime I get my faith in the Vikings, someone comes for the quarterback's leg. Remember what happened to Brett Favre? Yeah.
You know that at the end of those movies where, like, the person's vilified and everybody hates him, and then at the end he's vindicated, and then his girlfriend comes back like, I'm sorry, like, I doubted you. That's going to be us if the Vikings fucking win. The Vikings win the playoffs.
And just get let us... Just let us live our Rudy.
Rudy. No, we got a Rudy moment when that nigga kicked 61 yards. Like, that's it. Like, that's a. We might make the Super Bowl, but we ain't winning that bitch. We got a Rudy. Our Rudy moment happened when that motherfucker said, "Believe in myself."
Man, we still gotta beat the Eagles. If we get to the playoffs.
And the Eagles got a better... There was 10-1 before we were 10-1.
We lost to them the beginning of the year.
Why we were like something
was like,
and one.
Was it like 27-3 or 27-7?
Before the Lions beat us, they were like our first loss.
Yeah.
So I'm worried about them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because Eagles are NFC. They'll fuck us up in a heartbeat.
Yep.
And I don't want Chris to have any reason to be right in this situation. Chris has never... been to Philadelphia in his life. And he's like, my Eagles, fly, Eagle, fly, come!
Hey, man.
This nigga from here, just like us.
What? I can't be mad at Chris from going somewhere else to get some dick.
I mean, depending on the season, when the Vikings do bad, I do go to Denver. But no. Denver ain't done good in forever. But I still go to Denver because I remember that season when they had Champ Bailey.
Yeah.
Oh, mwah. Most interceptions in the season. That guy was killing it. But
the Vikings, man,
I'm from Minnesota.
I can't.
That's
do
the
it.
Team no. I root for, even if we're
no.
losing.
No, that's not my husband.
Just like the twins. That's not my husband.
Yo, I don't care. If it's bad dick, I got to stay married to him. No, nope,
my boy
Travis
sent me a screenshot of a text. I don't know whose text it was, but someone sent a picture of their COVID test with the control line and the test line both coming up positive. And this nigga said, "Who the fuck was you with last night?" And she said, "With you." And he says, "Ain't no way that's mine."
That you know. Education isn't at the top of everybody's list.
They should have made COVID tests look different than pregnancy tests, argument.
They do look like it. But at the same time, it says COVID
Right on the top. And that's what cracks me up. Right on the top of the actual test strip, it says COVID-19. And this nigga looked at it and said, "It ain't mine.
It ain't mine.
It's not my COVID.
My COVID. What happened? My COVID's darker than that.
My COVID was from Africa.
My COVID looked like me. That shit don't look like me. Look at that baby. That baby don't look nothing like me.
That COVID don't even got my eyebrows.
We going to fucking Maori. Fuck this."
I'm sad we're not prepared for this podcast, but this is the best time we actually get to shoot from the hip. Although I want to play a game.
What game you want to play?
I don't know. Like, we usually do quizzes and shit.
Let's ask Reddit.
We can ask Reddit.
We haven't asked Reddit in a long time. Meanwhile, I'm gonna gloat about my Christmas gifts.
Yeah, you gloat. You gloat, you piece of shit.
I got some really cool shit. I got a little handheld that plays like knockoff fucking games, dude. There's a Super Mario 6 on it, right? And it's got Mario sprites on a Looney Tunes game, like from the Super Nintendo.
So it's a ROM hack?
Yeah, but the thing is, it says there's 500 games on it. It's basically like 150 to 200 repeating over and over.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, there's still some fun shit in there. They got Excitebike and a few other things. But another cool gift.
I miss playing ROM hacks.
ones. Yeah, I got a couple few of them. But
I can't even play them on my phone anymore.
Really? On my other one, I have a bunch of the Genesis ROM hacks for like the Sega or for the Sonic games and shit.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dope. But I also got three MREs, which are, I always love those, you know. And I got a really cool wallet, the Esker wallet. It's like a really dope ass wallet. If I press the button on it, I can find my phone. Or if I have my phone, I can find my wallet with GPS, or I can ring it. Damn. To make my wallet ring. And then also another one is the lightsaber. I got a motherfucking...
He hit the thing for his wallet, and his wallet was next to me, and I pick up his wallet, like, hello, wallet speaking.
I got a Luke Skywalker lightsaber, and it is...
And I got a temple guard.
So dope. Yep. You got a what?
Oh, you haven't seen my
You have a what?
So, you know the temple sentries?
Yes.
They're the only ones that have, like, yellow or orange lightsabers.
Right.
Right.
And my lightsaber is one of those.
Well, you got one for Christmas?
No, that's the one I've always
had. Oh, the one you came into my house with when you gave me the dead lightsaber, and you were like, fight me!
Yeah.
I have a light. So he gave me one similar to yours, different hilt, but I told you, we had to fix the wiring on it.
Right.
But he fired his up, and I was like, weep womp. And he just lunges at me. I'm like, I'm fighting you with this now. So I refer to mine as the Shadow Saber.
The Shadow Saber.
It's not quite a dark saber.
No.
It is in my car right now as we speak.
Is it?
Yeah.
That is so dope, man. Wham, 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 wham. We got to fix Sprouts and we can all run around in the park.
I'm going to fuck y'all up.
And we're going to tag team you.
I'm about to Sith y'all in public.
Watch me throw sand in your eyes.
Pocket sand.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to pull an Anakin. I hate you.
You were the chosen one.
Brush the sand out your eyes.
Hold on, let me blow it out of your eyes like I did with the glitter.
Oh, he did fuck me with some glitter. Tell TJ the glitter story while I'm pulling this ass.
So we went to the Pride event that was down in Loring Park about 3-4 years ago when Down Up first opened.
It was like 4 years ago, yeah.
When Down Up first opened, or Up Down, right? We went down. We were running around in Loring Park during their little setup and festival.
Yeah.
And we ran into this booth where you spin a thing and you can like get candy, condoms, and like or glitter or whatever, right? So I spun the wheels hoping to get candy. I ended up with glitter. So Sprout was over there hanging out with everybody else looking around.
Oh, I hate this.
And I got a handful of glitter and I saw him just standing there. So I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna get him. I walked up, I snuck up to the side of him and I was like, Sprout, I tapped him on the shoulder from the side. He turned and looked at me and went, boom, right in his and
every orifice of this eye, my right eye, was covered in glitter. I couldn't see shit but out my left
dude,
eye.
Dude, he had a shiny purple eyeball.
you were there, TJ. Remember we went to Up Down and they wouldn't let you and Sherm in? That was the same fucking day.
Yep, it was.
The day that Up Down opened, yep. Sherm said, poof, fuck your eyes.
His eye looked like a purple disco ball. It was crazy.
And here's the best part. Sherm's he's like, oh, my bad. He's picking glitter out of my eye one by one.
And then blowing on it too. Like,
you just saved my motherfucking life, by the way. But this gay couple walks by because we're at Pride, like at Loring Park, like at the site. So like, Sherm's like picking my eye out, like blowing butterfly kisses into my eye and shit. And this couple walks by and says, oh, they're so cute.
That shit was funny, dude.
And ever since then, whenever Sherm goes to sleep, I cuddle with him when he ain't looking.
Yep. I know. I be knowing my dick be all warm, but I ain't saying nothing.
I mean, it's that big. I just cuddle with the dick.
So did you get the...
I did, yeah.
Okay.
First question.
What is it?
Ask Reddit asks... You've just won $250 million and it's been deposited into your bank account. What are you going to do today? I'm not going to the answers. I'm going to y'all this time.
Oh, today? Right now?
Yeah.
At this hour?
Yeah. Like now. Like you just won the lottery and they said, fuck it, direct deposit, nigga, no taxes.
I'm going to move as much as I can to Cash App.
250 G.
250 grand.
Okay.
Million. 250 million.
Oh.
I'm going to use my card as hard as I can till that plastic is fucking melted.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna go to bed.
If I have 250 million, I will give you 20 million and you 20 million, and I'm a fuck off to a tropical island and live my days on a white beach with bitches that'll give me coconuts.
Alright.
I'm down with that.
TJ like the coconuts. I feel that.
Me, I'm gonna go.
Coconuts are a euphemism for
either kids. Either way, whether you give me money or the fucking Reddit gives me money, I'm investing. I will still give y'all each 20 million, but I'm investing my money so I can have more money for bitches with coconuts.
I'm.
TJ knows what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna be really innocent and just go online shopping and buy every fucking.
Nigga, you know you buy them coconut titties. You buy the fuck out some coconut titties.
There's plenty of coconut titties out
you
there.
You fucked our wood.
Listen.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of getting to that age. I think in the next 20 years, my ding-a-ling's not gonna be working. I'm gonna be wanting
then
to play
a
video
robot
games.
Dick.
You got the money. 250 million will get you a cyborg dick.
That's true.
You can just be like, booyah, 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 booyah.
I can hook it up to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and shit and have it hooked up to my refrigerator. That'll be dope.
What you need is a dick attached to a Tesla battery.
Those things lose charge pretty quick, and I don't want to be sick.
No, but here's the thing. You get like 250 vaginas a mile. So
one pump per vagina? You're not making anybody happy.
It would just be like a fucking hole puncher. Just booyah, next, booyah, next, booyah, next.
Hold on, I gotta sit at this fucking charger for the next 3 hours.
Is that windmill going?
No sex today, honey. I didn't pay the electric bill.
Oh, here's an Ask Reddit. What celebrity downfall did you actually feel bad for?
What's his name? Brendan Fraser.
Wait, what?
What happened to Brendan Fraser?
He was in the...
I thought he just stopped.
What
did he do?
He didn't do...
He was in The Mummy.
He was in a bunch. Yeah, he got injured and he got jacked up, and then all the roles stopped coming in because he couldn't.
Oh, is that why they remade The Mummy with that fucking fine ass mummy chick?
No, they remade it with The Rock, or they redid it with The Rock. And
no,
then they
that
did
was
it
no,
with,
no, no, no.
Tom,
they,
Cruise.
They,
Tom so, Cruise, yes, the Tom Cruise.
That was the Tom Cruise one, but the Rock was a Scorpion King spinoff.
Yeah, no, but yeah, exactly. After The Rock, after
that mummy chick can get it.
But The Rock only did one Scorpion King. All the other Scorpion Kings are, like, not The Rock. It's just some
no, but what I'm saying is after that, after, like, the third mummy or whatever that was, you just didn't see him anymore. And then The Rock redid his, what is that, Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yep,
because Brendan Fraser did that, and then The Rock redid that shit, like, with the second one, and he was like, boom, boom, you know, with his titties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Pat Popolo.
Oh, yeah. You know who's kind of having a downfall as we speak right now?
No.
Kevin Spacey.
The Rock.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he
What happened to
the
Superman
Rock? The Superman guy. What's his name?
Oh, because he used Henry Cavill for, like, basically,
right.
Like, clickbait in his movie.
No. The Rock didn't do that.
No, yes.
I know this whole fucking story, B.
Tell me.
It's all about the studios. Because Henry Cavill announced before Black Adam, I'm going to be on this next Superman movie. And then right after Black Adam, after he was in that, I haven't even seen Black Adam, but I know this. He came in and says, we have some things to talk about Black Adam.
Yeah, that was
and then
James
right
Gunn.
after that, they were like, yeah, we want to focus on Superman in his younger life. And
yeah, that was James
to
Gunn.
To me, I'm like, but didn't Henry Cavill do that already? So, like, what the fuck? So, basically, they're like, yeah, you're too British for Superman.
No. But what they're blaming The Rock for was because The Rock already got wind of all this news before he even asked Henry Cavill to do a cameo in the end of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And that's what the problem was, because Rock already knew what the deal was, but he just wanted that extra viewership, like clickbait for his movie.
Well, let Cavill have his last few minutes in the sun.
Well, that's I not mean, the
at
point.
At least Icarus got three.
But that wasn't the point. And then also there's people hating on him for, like, not helping Brendan Fraser or even spotlighting him at all when he gave him his start in the movies.
Oh, boo-hoo.
No, but just
I'm
wait.
A struggling wrestler who is just now getting into Hollywood. Like, I finally want insurance, and this is the only way I can get it.
but the point is that people are mad at The Rock for now that Brendan Fraser's getting his second wind in the fucking movie industry. Now he's like, oh, Brendan Fraser's my buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of fucking dirty. And then he's saying he's been clean, but he got busted for steroids just recently.
But that's not all on The Rock, though.
But what I'm saying is, like, all of this, like, where he put himself versus who he is behind the scenes.
He never put himself up there, though.
No, but he did, though.
No, Hollywood did that.
Yeah, but he put himself
in
Hollywood.
The Rock just wanted to be a wrestler until the movies was like, you want to be a movie actor? And then he violated his contract with the WWE, so he had to quit WWE for a certain amount of years so he could be in the movies.
Yeah. He wanted to do the movies. He wanted more money.
Yeah, but he didn't want that until somebody was like, you want more money? So is it really on The Rock?
Yeah.
No, it's on Beverly Hills, baby.
No, it's not.
I promise you, if the Hollywood exec comes to me right now, it's like, hey, Sprout, you want this money? I'm gone. Fuck all y'all.
I guarantee. Hollywood is like a super dirty fucking place, and that's been proven like time and time again.
It is dirty as fuck, but if I'm gonna be dirty, I'm gonna at least bring one of my friends with me. So if y'all wanna be dirty, let's make porn together.
You don't need the Hollywood for that.
I do if I wanna be in the PGA. The Porn Guild Association.
You can make your own shit, man. Self-made. That's what she's got to do.
How am I gonna get the what do they call the porn awards? The pornies?
You felt bad for Kevin Spacey?
No.
I was just like clicking.
Are you joking?
What about you, Sprout? Who do you think? Downfall.
You just asked me.
Yeah, who?
You
said Kevin Spacey.
I did. And he did get a serious kick in the ass. But, I mean, it's Kevin Spacey. He fucked the little boys. He deserves it.
What?
To get a downfall?
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey got... he's in jail right now for fucking a 14-year-old boy or some shit like that.
Oh, I know another one. Fucking Pee Wee Herman. He got caught masturbating in a porn movie theater.
Also, he was caught... This is a touchy subject. I'm not defending Pee Wee Herman, but he got caught with a bunch of art depicting young kids, basically Lolicon or Shota.
So did Jared.
But Pee Wee Herman said, and this is why the argument only works here in America and nowhere else. Oh, it's art. It's not porn. It's art. A painter made this.
Right.
Anybody else? Anywhere else? They'd be like, go to jail. Do not collect $200. Do not pass go.
Right. I get it. At the same time, it's like, how are you going to control what a motherfucker draws?
Exactly.
Isn't Jared still in jail now?
No, Jared was actually fucking kids.
Oh.
Right, he was taking pictures.
Yeah, he got actual pictures of naked kids on his shit. Subway. Eat fresh.
I mean, the freshest.
Yep.
Like before you didn't even get a period.
Yep. I don't even know if they were girls. They could have been boys for all we know.
I can't think of any more other downfalls besides that.
Makes you feel
like,
sorry for it? Like I can name a whole bunch.
No, are we feeling sorry for them?
That's what the question was, that you feel bad for.
Oh, I can't even answer that because I don't know.
And that's why I said Brendan Fraser.
I feel bad for Will Smith. And here's why. Not because he slapped Chris Rock, but because a couple weeks ago he said, I will slap Kanye West if y'all will uncancel me. And I was like, I'll take that bet. I will co-sign that shit. Give me tickets to that shit.
I'd see that too.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see somebody slap Will Smith. That's what I want to see.
I want to see Chris Rock slap Will Smith in what's the word I'm looking for? Comeuppance.
No. Nope. Not with his skinny, limp-wristed ass. No,
I like Tony Rock. Because Tony Rock was talking all that shit right after Will Smith smacked Chris Rock. He said, "Oh, you smack my brother? I'm going to smack the fuck out of you." I ain't seen shit since.
And Denzel Washington, I slapped Denzel too. No.
You want to check the wood, TJ?
I don't know. I can't think of anybody else really that I feel bad for their downfall.
Sean Connery.
No.
What happened to Connery?
Well, a woman asked him, "Do you hit women?"
That was Barbara Walters.
Yep. Oh, I didn't want to get into the details. But he basically said, "Well, if she's asking for it."
Yeah, he's like, "Do you feel it's right to hit women?" And he's like, "Well, if she's asking for it."
And here's why I feel bad. We don't live where he lived. I'm not Scottish or Irish. And I know both those countries were just cool with that shit. I mean, culturally, I can't fight with another person's culture. Do I believe we should hit women? No.
But
if she's asking for it.
But the thing is,
I'm kidding.
That interview is old as shit. That's from like 1987.
Yeah, well, there's also that. Like, we're crossing cultural bounds and like trying to figure out what's acceptable across the board.
Right.
And he's old as fuck. He came from a time where it was like, okay, I guess we're hitting bitches.
Yep. Calm down. That's
yeah. Just cool it now. Slow it down.
I think it's weird as shit, man. I'm watching TJ over there struggle with that wood. You got any more ass credits?
I do. Dust off the old phone. Oh, TJ has a quiz? Oh, now you want to see her believe or that you're prepared. What food do you think is overrated?
Bacon.
TJ?
Cauliflower. It's not broccoli. It's death.
Cauliflower is broccoli. It's just albino.
Fuck that. No, it's not. Doesn't taste the same.
Doesn't taste the same, he says. My food that is overrated, chitlins.
Is it really overrated?
Yeah.
Is it though?
Yes.
Who rates it? Yeah, who rates it up niggas? There? I suppose. I don't know, man. I know a lot of black folks that don't like chitlins, man.
And I know too many black folks that do. You know why? Because they're all in my family.
It's just because I know what it is.
There's maybe, you know me, and maybe like five other niggas who don't like chitlins. I guarantee it.
I know a lot more than that. Fucking Wesley was talking mad shit about him.
Who?
Fucking Earl and his moms. They fucking hate chitlins. Same thing with fucking Ken and all them.
Yeah, Ken don't like him, yeah.
Yep. And then...
Okay, so everybody in my generation are younger. All them old heads, though, love them.
Fuck yeah, they
And here's why they're overrated. My parents, my grandparents, my uncles, a few of my cousins even. Mind you, a lot of my cousins are my age. And these niggas be like, "Oh, you gotta try them. Put some ketchup on them. Put some hot sauce on them. Put some whatever on them." It's all gross.
Yep.
They smell like ass when you cook them because it came out of pig's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's true.
They taste like ass when you eat them because it came out of pig's ass.
Because why ass. Would I?
Overrated, nigga. Why are you choosing to eat slave food? Why are you letting white people tell you what's good?
Goat intestines.
Is that highly rated?
Because it smells so bad.
I'm sticking with my bacon though, because motherfuckers just love bacon on everything. Bacon this, bacon that. Bacon,
I was going to say bacon, but that's the reason why I quit eating pork, is because pork is overrated.
They put that shit on every menu, on everything. There's fucking bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon wrapped asparagus, bacon wrapped fucking scallops, bacon cheeseburger.
You can get a triple baconator.
Yeah. Bacon's good. Don't get me fucking wrong. But on everything?
Everything, nigga.
Candied bacon. Like bacon this. Fuck. Give me a thick
bacon slice. On a stick, state fair. Bacon, big fat slab of just wide cut bacon on a stick. The fuck for? Eat a corn dog. It's the same pig.
That is probably the most used fucking piece of meat on a pig across the board on every menu is fucking bacon.
And it's just belly fat. Yeah. That's all it is.
I mean, it's good, like I said, but come on. It's
it's tasty, although I haven't tasted bacon in like 12 years, but that's not the point. The point is that y'all eating wrong.
I got what's the most underrated.
I thought we underrated?
Yeah, that's not on there. I'm asking.
Lasagna.
Lasagna?
I don't know. I lied. Funeral spaghetti.
Funeral spaghetti is definitely underrated.
Ain't no spaghetti like funeral spaghetti. Put some salty tears in that shit. You don't need to season that shit for nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who died. All funeral spaghetti tastes the same. I figured out the secret to funeral spaghetti. You're crying it. You cook it. But you don't eat it until the next day.
Yep. Yep, just gotta let it soak it up.
Mm-hmm.
Soak up all that flavor in tears.
Burger fat.
Well, you want to shake some change?
Yeah, we can shake some change.
Just jiggle some.
Jiggle the piggy bank.
Jiggle the old.
Pay some bills.
Piggy bank thing. The old cash cow. The old mattress filled with dollar bills.
Well, why don't you come over here and jiggle my coin purse, huh?
No. The last time I jiggled it, your slot opened up and things came out of it. I was like, how the hell did you fit that in there? It's a coin purse.
TJ over here begging for change. We should go.
I have no legs. I have no legs.
We'll be back.
I have no legs. 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 I have no
legs. Shake it faster now.
I have no legs.
There we go. Weather outside is frightful, but the vibe's so delightful. Since we got a place to go, fucking ho, fucking ho, fucking ho. You ain't coming to my house, bitch. Because it's fucking frozen. And since I don't go anywhere, stay at home, stay at home, stay at home.
Well, TJ, you say you have a quiz for us, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Quiz me, baby!
As long as you don't start calling yourself Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy. It's too late, baby.
Cat Daddy heard you got a quiz for him, baby. Hey, why you gonna do Cat Daddy like that? Say you got a quiz, you ain't got no quiz. Come on, baby. Cat Daddy don't steal. Have I told you that story, Sherm?
They call me Cat Daddy. What?
No, just keep spitting them hot bars.
Cat Daddy.
Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy.
No, that's from that one part. He's like, I go to work, I'm making Krabby Patties. They call me SpongeBob. Call me Cat Daddy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so now you have to hear a story. There's a legit man. So before we move to the new store, way before, we're at the old store. Dude walks out, and he seemed like, to me, kind of suspect. And I might have been wrong. I probably was wrong. All I know is that he left out funny as shit from point A to point B. And I stopped him at the door. Hey, bro, let me get my product back. And the whole time, he yelling at me like, come on, baby. Why you gonna do me like that, man? Cat Daddy don't steal. You gonna do Cat Daddy? Cat Daddy never steal. Cat Daddy come to this store all the time. It's like doing on Always Sunny, like, Pepper Jack gonna have to cut somebody.
Person talking about himself in the third person.
You ain't gonna just take Pepper Jack's best hoe without paying. And then Dennis gave him, he's like, well, I got this thermos. He's like, is that Fraggle Rock? Pepper Jack loved Fraggle Rock.
Down at Fraggle Rock. There was an episode of Fraggle Rock that gave me nightmares when I was a kid, dude.
Was it when they ate the dozers?
No, it was the one with the genie. They found a genie. And
I know what you're talking about.
He was super intimidating. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a nice genie.
You know what fucks me up about Fraggle Rock is that the dozers specifically.
Yep.
They never ate like an actual dozer, but they always ate their work.
Yep.
Me as an artist,
I'd be pissed.
I'd be pissed off.
Oh my God.
Pissed.
Could you imagine if I busted in your door while you were in the middle of fucking drawing and I just started eating your shit?
I just finished the statue of David, and you just walk up and snatch his dick off and eat him? Yum, yum, yum.
Should have made the penis bigger. I'm still hungry. Should have made the statue of John Holmes or some shit.
That's going to my podcast notes. TJ, where I quiz at?
All right. I got 10 questions for you.
Hold on, wait. Just before we start this, did you know that they came out with the Dozers, their own show?
No.
Yeah.
It's got to be on Apple.
It's something like that. I know it's newer. It's not old, but it's newer. I don't think it's brand new. But yeah, the Dozers got their own show now. From Fraggle Rock.
Got to look into that.
Dozers. But yeah. Now, on with the quiz.
Oh, also, before we go with quiz.
Nope.
I feel like the Fraggles were eating the Dozers' work because it was all made of glass.
Yeah.
They're making meth in Fraggle Rock, and no one's aware of it but us. You realize that shit?
The Dozers.
Fraggles eat other shit. But they just happen to walk by the Dozers and be like, meth. Mm-mm.
Well, it's not just that. That's like, and also in rocks. That's why they call it Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Fraggle Shard is what they call it.
You see how their eyes are all bugged out? They can't even afford good housing. They got to dig holes in the ground like a meth head. I've seen it. I saw a meth head come out last spring. Saw a shadow when we had like 3 more weeks of winter.
He said, "Ah, fuck that!
I gotta go get some copper.
I gotta go back to this corner and vacuum for 5 more hours.
I got a whole bunch of quests to go on."
Anytime a meth head goes outside, sees the sun, and goes back and vacuums for 10 hours, that's how you know when you get 5 more weeks of winter.
Yep.
All right, DJ, what you got?
I got 10 questions for you.
10 questions.
How many?
10.
10.
What's the deciding win? Because there's only 5 between two of us if we tie.
Okay, then we'll go with 7.
Okay. Just do it.
9. 9 in a tiebreaker. You have 10, so it's 9.
Okay. 9 then.
There shouldn't be
Save
a tiebreaker.
Save the best one for the last.
There should not be a tiebreaker if there's 9.
There's only 2 of us, nigga.
I don't know why there would be a tiebreaker if there's 9 questions.
No, there's 10. He has 10 total, 9 for the prerequisite. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Question number 1. Which of these choices is not used as an ingredient in dynamite?
Okay. Which of these choices is not used for an ingredient in dynamite?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Continue. Oh, this is a Sharon question all day.
A, recycled plastic bottles. B, sawdust. C, peanut shells.
I buzzed.
D, flour.
I buzzed.
I didn't read the last question.
He goes first.
But I buzzed.
Okay.
We don't have a buzzer, so we're just going to bang on the table.
Okay.
Shit. Plastic bottles.
You want to give a choice?
That's
easy for me.
That's not. It's not in it.
Yeah.
Plastic bottles. What else?
Plastic bottles, sawdust, peanut shells, flour.
Flour. Although, I think I'm wrong.
Oh, you're the explosive guy.
Yep.
And you?
Plastic bottles. I think plastic bottles is a wad in it.
Plastic is not explodable.
No, but I think it's used for a wad. I could be wrong though. What is it?
You don't know.
Press the button.
I did.
What does it say?
1 point to Sprout.
It's plastic
bottle. You can't blow up shit with plastic. It just melts.
Well, you could use it in a as a wad.
You use it as a catalyst. Yeah.
Okay.
Question number two.
Still eating them seeds.
I am. They're over what is saving me right now.
This just in. TJ has a seed addiction. Continue.
That can be taken in so many ways.
You yep.
shouldn't leave it out. You shouldn't leave it open.
TJ likes them balls. I was kidding.
Sperm.
All right. Question number two. How much can an elephant's tooth, not including tusk, weigh up to? A, 15 pounds or
are these all multiple choice?
Kilograms. Yes. Yeah.
15 pounds or?
Oh, no. This is the first option.
Okay. Go on pounds. We're imperial in this bitch. This is America.
Okay, good. It was much easier. 15 pounds, A. B, 21 pounds. C, 18. D, 12.
This is a molar?
An elephant's tooth.
Yeah.
Oh, tooth.
Is it like a molar? A canid? Not a tusk, obviously.
Their tooth.
Doesn't specify.
And we had how many options? Four?
Yep.
A, B, C, D. Say again.
I'm just going with B. 15,
21,
18, 12. Sherm said B.
I'm going with the heaviest, even though I'm sure it's probably like 12.
15, 21,
18, 12? Yep.
The heaviest or just how heavy?
The heaviest.
Way up to.
15, 21, 18, 12. I'm going to say, you said 21?
Yep.
I'm going to say 15.
And the answer is,
and I'm sorry, but you both lose.
What is it? Well, what is it? God damn it!
God damn it, TJ!
Hold on.
He has to read.
You had a whole quiz prepared, and it was like, I have to click a link.
And let me read this fucking four paragraphs. Please let me know it's four paragraphs and not one sentence you're stuck on.
TJ, no. Who won?
We both lost.
12.
12 pounds. I told you.
I was so close.
I said it was either 21 or 12. I was
3 pounds off. All right, that's fine. 1-0 still. You got to come with these answers quicker.
All right. Number three.
Ooh. Charles Davis.
Tell us who's wrong first before you scroll.
He did.
Yeah, I did.
He said you're both wrong.
But what was the answer?
And then he went 12.
Yeah, but that took a minute.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This Wi-Fi fucking sucks.
What Wi-Fi?
Hurry up.
My phones.
Next one.
Get off the Wi-Fi.
This is a lead box.
It is a lead box. That's why I don't connect the Wi-Fi out here.
Number three. How many muscles does a cat have in each ear?
Oh, my God.
A, 32, B, 9, C, 6, D, 15.
15.
I'm going to go with 9.
We have at least 7 in our, 5? We have a lot of muscles in our ear. A cat has to have more because they hear a lot of shit. My cat hears me from like blocks away.
What was the numbers again? 32,
9, 6,
15.
32. I went with 15.
I'm going to go with 32. I'm changing it.
All right. You said
15.
15 was wrong. 32 is the correct answer.
You guessed 32?
Yeah.
That's a lot of bones.
Yeah.
Bones. It's say muscles.
Muscles, bones, same thing.
You You're still confused about how penises work, ain't you?
Yeah, my dick is hard and it becomes a bone, right? That's how it works, right?
Yep, and that's why they call it a boner.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, my this is a big finger.
It's
only when it's hard, though.
No, it's just like fucking, what's his name, sword. You know that one that clicks together? And then it
fucking
just,
Ivy?
Ivy, yeah. It's Ivy sword. It's all bones, but the muscle clicks it together and locks it in place.
You just fucked about dicks. There's no bone, mm-hmm. but you still break a dick like a bone. Like,
yeah.
Niggas have heard their dicks snap
yep.
in weird positions.
Yep.
Not me, thank God. Although, actually, no, I have heard one snap, but it was skin.
Yep, I heard this story. Ouch. That's ooh, all I want to so say. Bad.
I've never told the story in a podcast. Now I have to tell it. So, I don't know who all has. So, we're all circumcised in this room, I'm assuming. Or even if the listener male is listening. But, like, a lot of circumcised dudes have, like, that one little thread of skin that attaches, like, the head to the shaft, right? Or is it just me?
That's just you.
All I know is I had, like, a weird little thread. So I was fully, at least I thought it was. I guess my mom was waiting for me to be Jewish at some point. But there was, like, a 16th, was it 16th or an 8th? What's big? 8th is bigger. That's too big. A 16th, it had to be like a 16th. A 16th of an inch width of skin that connected like the shaft to the tip.
Yep.
And for some reason, it was always there. And I didn't think nothing of it. I was right. like, oh, whatever. I'm circumcised. Whatever, right?
Right.
And then I'm not going to name drop, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
We were getting rid of Coons, and she just happened to be, like, dry because of period reasons. But we were like, fuck it, we're both in the mood. And she sat on it, and the minute, like, it was, like, getting, we'd be, like, halfway inserted, that little piece of skin on my shit just, I heard it snap. Pink. I heard it snap from inside the vagina. Do you know how scary that is? Wow. Oh, so, it's like,
yeah, that's a good thing both of you didn't have AIDS.
I was going to say, imagine your dick, right? But, like, okay, so, actually, I was going to talk to Sharon because me and Sharon have been in some personal situations, but that's not the point. So, just imagine, imagine you being halfway in someone,
uh-huh.
and there's still skin on your dick for some reason, and it just goes, pow!
Yeah, no, I can imagine it. It hurts to imagine.
Hurts like a bitch.
I imagine you.
And then, when it snaps.
You gained a 16th of an inch.
No, when it's actually no, I did gain like an 1/8 of an inch. But that's aside from the point.
All that tension released finally.
I didn't notice until years later, but I did gain some girth. I mean growth. But no, in that moment, because it snapped, and I'm still inside of a person, and like there's like their shit going on inside of them, and my shit going on outside of me. And everything is salty. And
I bet you that hurt like a motherfucker.
Like a bitch.
So, stingy, burny, so owie.
Snap hurt. I heard the initial snap. I said, ah! And then I felt like what I was in. Not like in a pleasurable, like, ooh, I'm in there. But like a, ah! Because the vagina cleans itself, right?
Right.
There's all kinds of other shit going on in there. And so now my dick is just like, ah! And I can hear my dick screaming, so I start screaming, and I legit threw this broad off me because she was riding me, right? So I just throw. This shit hurt so fucking bad, but now I'm fully circumcised
with 1/8 longer. All right, TJ, next question.
Long story short. I thought I was circumcised until the vagina did the rest of the job.
Long story short, don't stick it in when it's dry.
That too. Oh, my God.
All right, go for it, dude.
Anybody else got that little strip that ain't got cut off, let me know. You in for a fucking pain. Anyways, I'm sorry, TJ. Go ahead.
Number 4. What color
TJ was shaking his head like, I still have that strip.
I got a little fucking toenail scissors in there if you want. We'll fix that right up for you. I got Band-Aids. I got antiseptic. I even got the spray so we don't have to rub it on. I can just spray it from a distance.
I'm sorry, TJ. Go ahead.
Okay, number four.
Snip.
What color is a tiger's skin? Normal Bengal tiger, not hybrid.
Black. No, I'm just kidding.
A.
Wait. There's no such thing as a normal tiger.
Yes, there is.
Normal Bengal tiger.
So just a Bengal tiger.
Not a hybrid. Just a normal Bengal tiger.
There's no, you know, there's Siberian tigers, right?
Yeah, but he said Bengal.
Like the Siegfried and Roy tigers? Yeah. So what the fuck is a hybrid? You mean like a liger?
Or any other
doesn't
kind of tiger.
Doesn't specify.
Just we're talking about like a regular.
So we're talking about regular old Jungle Book tiger.
Yep, the Bengal tiger. What is it? Give us our.
Wait, wait.
Our
this just in, not all tigers look alike.
All right. A, pinkish white. B, black. C, striped, just like the fur.
So wait, white, black, striped, what's the D?
Orange.
Not that either. It's black. It's where they get their pigment from for their stripes. Is my guess.
I'm gonna pick something different. What did you say the other one was?
White, black, striped,
pink
or orange.
Pink is white, black, striped, orange.
Why should it be the obvious pinkish white?
Striped.
And you said?
I said black.
Alright.
I think it's black, but I'm saying striped.
It is not black.
Damn.
Oh, damn. I'm glad.
I was trying to,
I thought it was black.
The reason I picked black is because I was trying to pick Mr. Weeble, right? Because there's no tigers in Kenya, but he's got that in his Kenya video, and I just want tigers to be black.
It is striped.
It is? Oh, my fucking
no,
God.
No, it's not.
It is.
That's probably why they're striped.
Because there's a different pigment spots in your skin. Okay. Skin bits.
This is not due to pigmentation, but to the hair follicles beneath the skin.
Damn.
So their scalp is just all kinds of fucked up. They should have got some Cantu. Moisturize that shit. They would have been just white tigers.
Yep.
Or black. Who knows? All I know is their scalp is fucked. Wait, who's winning right now?
Me, two to one.
Where'd you get two?
What do you mean two? I got the tiger question right and
You mean the just now?
Yeah, and the other one.
That I didn't pay attention to? I'm sorry, continue to take.
On the ground. Oh, here we go. Number five, by the way.
Okay.
On the ground, a group of geese is called a gaggle. What are they called in the air? A, gaggle. B.
Wait, on the ground they're a gaggle?
Yeah.
I thought that was like across the board. Okay, continue. A.
Gaggle. B. Feather brain.
Wait, why is A a gaggle if they're on the ground as a gaggle?
Honestly, these are just the options.
Okay, let me show up. A, gaggle. B.
Feather brain.
Mm-hmm.
C, honker. D, skine. Skin?
D.
Spell it.
S-K-E-I-N.
I'm saying that because it's a weird.
Skin?
I have no clue.
It's a gaggle.
You're saying
gaggle. It's a fucking gaggle. You're not fucking losing me on that. It's a fucking gaggle of geese. Geese flying gaggles.
I'm going to say the weird word because it's a weird word.
If crows are on the ground, are they not a murder of crows?
That's true. They're murderers either way. Wicked, wicked. And
it's not that.
How the fuck so? Wait, hold up. Wrong button. I will fight you. Help, help. How the fuck so?
I will give you it right after I tell you the answer.
What is the answer?
It's Skedaddle.
It is? It's good time?
Whatever it is.
How? Not in America.
I'm fucking.
The explanation it gives is, do not walk where a gaggle of geese have been. When flying, they can also be a team or a wedge.
Yep.
If flying close together, heard of that. They are a plump.
I've heard of wedge.
Geese honk while in flight to get other members of the skine to stay in line, much like drivers in.
Ducks do the same shit.
A skine.
Is it a flying V or is it a skine?
It's a skine.
Man, it's a gaggle. I deserve at least a half a point. No one's ever pointed up and be like, look at them skine of geese. That's some Norse sounding shit.
I'm going to start using that shit. I ain't never heard of it.
You're the outdoors person.
That's why I heard of wedge.
Yeah, I've heard of wedge.
But I've never heard of skine.
Ducks find wedges.
But he said two other words that are like, I know they're not it. And gaggle, I'm like, if it's something different, and this is a trick question, or it's that weird word skine. And I'm like, I'm going to go with the weird word that I've never heard for before.
Man, whatever. 3-1.
Yep.
How many questions you got left? This is 6, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got 3 more after this one.
Yep.
I'm going to come back. Come on for you. I'm going to get that ass. I'm gonna
leave it alone.
Come on for that sweet ass.
Yeah, this is 6, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. 6. The Great Chicago Fire of 1871 was started by which of these? A.
I know
embers from a fire at a party next to O'Leary's barn. B. Miss O'Leary's cow kicking over a lantern. C. Unknown. D. Gamblers in the O'Leary barn knocked over a lantern.
I heard D. B.
If it was a cow, I'm gonna be pissed.
It's a
I'm
fucking
leaving.
Cow.
I'm fucking out of here.
It's a cow. I know this story.
You said cow.
Yeah.
I said gamblers.
And you are both wrong.
It's not?
It is not.
What is it?
The answer is C, unknown.
What?
Fucking leaving.
I always heard it was a fucking leaving.
Like 9 days of investigation and questioning, 50 people in the Chicago Board of Police and Fire Commissioners found no evidence to lay blame on anyone. A major heat wave and drought made the area ripe for burning, and 2,000 acres did. The whole tale of Miss O'Leary's cow was invented by local kids. Or
okay, so I heard the Miss O'Leary's cow one before papers. When I was a kid.
You're a well-traveled kid,
Miss
though.
Catherine O'Leary was hated by the locals for being an Irish immigrant who they
Damn.
Felt wanted to make Chicago pay
they,
for making
they
her
just
life
did
so
a bla- they made it. They did a black move on her. They blamed
they
the
sure
black.
The fuck did.
In 1997, the Chicago City Council passed a resolution exonerating Catherine
okay.
and her cow.
So when I was a kid, she wasn't exonerated yet. Okay, so I was close to winning that one, dude.
Still 3-1, and I have 3 questions to come back with. Number 7.
Number 7.
Hey, TJ.
15,500 hey, out of a world total of
15 what?
15,000 out of 5,000, he said.
No. 15,500 out of a world total of 25,000 live in Canada. What are they? A. Polar bears, B. Sasquatch or Bigfoot, C. Internet hackers, D. Professional hockey players.
A.
D.
There's a lot of Uncharted Canada.
It's probably hackers.
What was your answer?
D. Okay.
Hockey players. You said hockey players. I said polar bears.
All right. It is not hockey players.
It's polar bears.
It is polar bears.
Damn, that's a lot of bears.
Man, there's a lot of them, dude. Everybody in Canada lives like right on the border of the U.S. and Canada. Except for like a couple of states, but right. that's about it. Like a lot of the roads run on the major river shits for like the Mississippi, and the ones that don't run on major East Coast rivers.
I was just being super racist. All the motherfucking hockey playing ass Canadians. Okay, next one.
Ain't got no teeth.
That was six?
Seven.
Okay, that was seven. So this is eight.
Eight.
How old was
Louis Braille? In.
Who? Who?
Louis Braille.
Louis Braille?
Yeah. When he invented the Braille system of raised dots as a written language for the visually impaired.
Nigga, nobody knows. Nobody knows. What are our options?
A, 13. B, 29.
Mm-hmm.
C, 24. Man. D, 41.
29.
How old was he?
13, 29, 24, 41.
I said 29.
13, 29, 41. I'm going to go with 13.
There was another 21 in there, like 23 or some shit. Right?
I got to pee really quick.
24.
24, yeah. 13, 24, 29. I said that 40-something.
You said 29.
Don't say the answer yet. He peeing.
And he said...
I don't even know anymore. He said, I got to pee real quick and took off.
Yeah.
Deborah! What did he say? Oh, yeah, I thought we gave up Deborah. She's somewhere around here. Man. The Braille system. Here's my question about the Braille system while we're waiting for Sherman to come back. Mm-hmm. You know they have like the Braille system on like men and women's bathrooms?
Yeah.
How do you find the bathroom if you're blind so you could touch the fucking sign that says men or women's?
Well, I know the hallways and each and every door in like the school.
I'm back. I had to
now be. Has Braille.
Yeah, but like it. We're talking about like everywhere else in public, like the Mall of America, my store. My store, we have to let people in to the hallway that leads to the bathrooms. So how, if you're blind, how do you find the bathroom?
I said 13.
I said 29.
I had to pee.
All right. The answer is not 29.
What is it?
The answer is 13. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here! I lost this game.
He's young as shit, dude. It's pretty clever for a young little bastard.
He died at 43.
Looking for a bathroom.
No, the fuck, dude.
I fucked up! Everyone, I fucked up!
Oh my god.
Oh.
Question number 9.
I mean, I lost, but we'll still go.
No, it's best out of
4-2.
Yeah. I still got one more to go.
2, if you want to be technical. You beat me. I was 4-2, so I already lost. The only I could tie a break if he asks the next two questions, I could tie it. And then he has to ask like a random question after that.
Come on, TJ.
He has 4.
And I have 2. And there's 10 questions. And I thought that if he would have got more questions than me, I would have lost, but...
But if you do win the next question...
If I get the next two...
I have to go.
If I get the next two, you have to find the next question.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you got to find a whole nother question. Does it? Are they there? Oops. You know what I mean? There. Like, are they there? Like, as an option?
He'll find one.
Or do you have to go search for him?
Nah, I just have to. Go back.
See, I believe in them.
I don't.
Next two questions.
All right.
Hold up. Okay. Next two questions. What are you drinking on over there?
Nothing.
No.
My man said nothing.
Sparkling.
Just sparkling grape.
You're thinking drinking sparkling Christmas juice.
Yep. That is. Oh, you know what? I bought 2 bottles of that shit for New Year so I can front like I'm drinking fucking champagne shit.
Yeah.
I told you I'm bringing champagne.
What kind?
Champagne, nigga. I don't know.
What kind, though?
Probably a Prosecco or like a Brut or like a Spumante.
No Brut, please. I'm so tired of Brut.
Spumante? No, Prosecco. You'll like a good Prosecco.
Didn't we have Prosecco last time?
I brought mad Prosecco last time. Oh, you didn't like it, though.
Here, let's try the other one.
Spumante.
Spumante.
Yeah, I'll bring Spumante.
What are those?
Hand you what, TJ?
An empty bottle.
Why?
Because I'm using them as points.
Okay, fine.
Points? Hold on. Before we get into this, what do you mean points?
This nigga DMing over here.
I basically am. I'm using the shots and bottles.
He's using my garbage. Oh. He's using my garbage as point markers.
Okay. Okay. I like it. It's like
question 9, TJ.
Number 9.
Okay.
What causes bulls to charge the matador and his red
cape? I know this.
A. Red is the one color that will enrage a bull and cause it to charge.
Mm-mm.
B. The horses are well armored, so the bull picks on the little matador.
No horses.
You still gotta give him a chance, too.
No, just fucking C.
C. Every time the bull charges, he gets enjoyment from the cheering crowd. That's like cloud. D. Bulls attack the threat perceived by the cape's movements.
D.
Yeah, I was.
And I know this because I watched a documentary in like the fucking 9th grade when I was like skipping school all the time.
That and they whip them and shit, you know?
They were like, oh, bulls are colorblind. It's movement.
And then they get that.
Up.
And then they get that adrenaline rush, and then they're like, let's go. I don't know. Yeah, I said D too, so.
TJ got to find 2 new questions.
Nope. If I get 5, that's it.
That but we true. Both, man, you nah, fine.
Yes.
Fine. Fine. You win.
Not yet.
No, wait. What is it?
He's at 5.
What's the answer?
It's D.
Is it D, TJ?
I know it's D.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you, champion Sherm.
You know how many times I had to run from bulls?
Every There's time they step in the question. Room with you and your girlfriend.
No, yeah, but he got 5, and I only got 2.
Or boom.
Yeah.
That Sherm, was a fun game.
Sherm won because he knew some shit that I knew.
GG. Ooh. No, I won.
Good game. Good game.
I won. I got 2 questions by guessing.
Really?
Yeah, the Stein one was one of them.
But I'm talking about question 5.
Yeah.
Because I knew you were guessing kind of. No, good game.
Yep.
TJ.
You have 3.
3?
Yes.
Well, if you count the fucking tie that we just had, yeah.
Or I don't have to count it.
Whatever.
But we should
Either
count
way,
it.
Either way, both me and Sherm know a lot about okay. bulls. And that's all I care about.
That was a good game.
It was a very good game.
So, what's next? Is it the...
I think that was it.
It's time to wrap it up.
Who's got a closing motivational thing to say?
You go first today.
Oh, we're gonna all 3 doing?
Yeah, I thought that's what we were doing. Or TJ.
Well, we did rely on TJ for like the first couple. No, let's all 3 doing. You go first.
I just said I don't want to go first.
Yeah, but you never go first.
cold sores are herpes, no matter what anybody tells you.
Way to motivate. TJ?
Quit hating to get money.
Quit hating to get money.
Always remember, if your hands get too cold, you can just shove them in your balls.
Ladies, if in your
animals, my hands getting cold.
Oh, sorry. Or you could just have your dog back up and put his nuts in your hand.
All right. Always remember this. No matter what you're going through in life, there's always one person that is the reason why you drink. I'm sorry, I'm supposed to motivate. You drink because you're happy. You drink because you're free. Your eye is on the sparrow. And that sparrow's just as drunk as me.
Hey.
I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
That's Tomas.
Yo.
Wang.
He said, yo. Nuclear Playground, we out.
Peace.